Thank you. Guitarist Xu Fei Yong and the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eiji Owe, in the Albanius Concerto by Stephen Goss. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Chinese guitar virtuoso Xu Fei Yong. Next, we'll hear her performing Leo Brower's piece titled A Day in November. But first, more from that July 2022 interview with Xu Fei Yong.
Well, you may disagree with this, but certainly from my standpoint, I would call you like a former child prodigy guitarist. I was wondering what advice you would have for parents or teachers who have like a young, talented child who's like has a special talent. Having been one yourself, what advice would you give to parents and also to music teachers when they encounter somebody like
that? I think I would say to the parents that it's good for the talented young people to focus on what they're good at. But at the same time, we need to have the long career and long development, which is harder. So focus on the long development rather than short-term benefit. And also don't forget to enjoy a life on whole. Because I've seen some young prodigy, they're so good at what they do on one thing, but they seem to don't know anything else in life. And then if you don't enjoy life on the whole, then whatever we do, we lose the point. So I think that I wish that the parents don't forget that we need to develop as a person. And to the talented young people, I also felt that it's easier to be carried away. For example, when you're 14, you might think that, oh, in 10 years' time, I'm going to be like that. But, you know, it's like a height. You could be 180 when you're 12, but you could stop growing when you're 13, you know. Or talent-wise, you could go backwards, you know. So it's not like forever growing. So don't be carried away. I mean, never stop, you know, learning.
Thank you.
Chu Fei-Yang performing A Day in November by Leo Brower. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring Chu Fei-Yang with El Noi de la Mare by Miguel Llobet. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard our featured artist, Chu Fei-Yang, performing El Noi de la Mare by Miguel Llobet. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.